1 minute.
It is 7:33 on the 17th of May, and I am with Ritesh, who has just disappeared. Ritesh is sitting on the rooftop terrace of his home in Bangalore, India. And I am about to introduce Ritesh to a new experience. I hope it's a new experience. I'm certainly going to take him out of his comfort zone. Ritesh. I know that you are a person who likes to read a lot.
Yes.
What do you like reading?
Okay. So, initially, when I started reading, that time it was kind of novels, especially if you look at the Indian Hindi novels, right? So there are some Hindi poets. They actually used to write in Urdu, Persian, and later it became Hindi, or they translated in Hindi, and their focus was on Hindi. So if you look at their writings, all the writings were based on the social evils, social construct, and how that society has marginalized people, and how they have suppressed people, especially. Some of the books that were related to a social cultures, or we can say the tradition that were making people what do you call, they're suppressing that people actually. So I will give an example that there is some rituals when someone dies in some family. People has to do after 12 days they have to perform some rituals. On that rituals, people has to feed people in their village, okay, and they have to donate a certain what do you call, grains, and what do you call,
Some farm produce.
and good things to what do you call, priestly classes. We call it Brahmins here. And they said that there was a story that saying that that person, he died because he don't had money, okay, to feed his family. And after dying, his family had cows in her house, his house.
Their house, yeah.
They gave that cow to his priest. So it is saying that how bad society is, that even people who die, they have to follow the tradition and do all the things. And so I was very moved by this novel. So actually, it was my father's novel. He likes to read. He don't read in English novels, Hindi novels. And when I was maybe sixth grade or five, sixth grade, I started reading, and I got very moved by his story and all. So I started reading. Then my reading got interrupted when I was studying till our 12th, because my main focus was clearing exams, getting admissions, and all the things. So if you look at all the people, especially in India, I don't know if their social circle is different, that they focus on art, literature. For me and people who were studying with me, they were more focused on the mathematics, not even English. English as a language, that was not helping them at that time. It was about the passing the exams, grade, having good grades. When I came to engineering, that time I got more motivated towards English writers, Indian English writers. Generally, they write love stories and a little bit fun in that they have added. You can stand a little bit arousal kind of things and all. That total college life, how people get affairs in the college, how they behave, and all the things. So in that scenario, the Chetan Bhagat, if you look read his novels, it's all about the college life and all the things. Apart from that, when I started started going through YouTube videos, and because of my leaning and or watching videos related to certain thoughts and all, then I became too much interested in the social books. In that, I read Kafka, that Metamorphosis. Okay. I tried to read Trials, but I have not finished it. And then I read this Eric Fromm. He's from
It's
what do
from
you call?
Austria or Germany, is philosopher from.
Yes.
Yes,
And I read one book called Art of Loving.
yes.
Okay, that time I was in college and I got more attached towards that. And I read after that he has a few more books. He's a psychoanalyst or like that. So I read one of his books, and so I tried reading and I leave it in between. Then I read, I don't know how I tried to read this Russian writer, we can say it philosopher also. The book was Crime and Punishment. It's very lengthy book.
Right, Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky.
Yes, and I read, like I tried to read several months for that book. So what I did, I started reading through book PDF books. Then I went to YouTube and found out some recordings. I tried to listen that one and tried to finish it. And then I went to read Nietzsche. It is very complex. I can't say that I have grasped everything. I got interested of these books, these authors, when I started listening one YouTube channel called School of Life.
Yes,
It's
with Alain de
and
Botton, yes.
yes, so they have few minutes of video on philosophers, and they try to give their philosophies. You get interested, you get more interested. You try to read, then you try to when you started reading, then you feel that, oh, it is going above my head. So you try to
But
leave. So I try.
Alain de Botton has actually written some very, very good books relating to how we relate to modern life, how we view success, traveling, thinking. He even wrote a, which I haven't read, but he wrote a book about modern sexual habits or something like that. I can't remember. He's very readable. So he is actually one author I would recommend, but also the School of Life series and the videos that have mushroomed out of that. I highly recommend him. Sorry,
Okay, and yeah, so because of that, Nietzsche and all the philosophers I started reading, but I can say that I have no, it was going above my head because I'm not that kind of person, right? My background is something different, and getting things. Then I started listening podcast, and that I came to know about this Israeli author that wrote
I think I know which one you mean. He's a modern one who looks at the world very critically. Yes. The name escapes me at the moment, but from the time.
Noah Harare, his
Yes, that's right.
so his three books I read, completely read page to page. And now I got this habit of reading what you call the introduction or preface of this book. And then I read this Canadian writer, or I can't say philosopher. This guy is called, he has written Five Rules of Life. I'm forgetting his name. It's very far right wing.
Okay.
His name is, I don't know.
We pass. I can add that to the podcast recording afterwards. Yeah.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah. And then some Indian writers. Then I started listening. Actually, I got to know about his class. This guy from Harvard. I think I have told once that this guy is a philosopher, or maybe I can say a teacher philosopher. He has a class called Justice.
Yes,
And it
Mr. Sandal, yes.
Sandel, yeah.
That's right.
And I follow him on TED Talks, or
Yes.
he gives lectures on the YouTubes. Have
Yeah.
everything is available, right? I read that one, his books, one of his book. It is called, I'm forgetting the name. I don't know if I have finished. And Frank, I don't buy books. I buy Indian authors' books, but the books that those authors write are very expensive.
Yes.
And I will say that what I use, there is a library called GLab. So you can find all kinds of books, new, old. You can download that EPUB.
Yeah.
It will directly upload it to your Google Books,
Yeah.
and you can read it.
Yeah.
Then I read this Camus, Outsider, Albert Camus, or his book called Outsider. I try to read Jean Paul Sartre, Nausea. I have that books. I have not finished it because it you
It's
grasping is very hard, a little bit.
very, yeah.
Essence, covered existentialism.
Yes. Existentialism, yeah.
Yeah. So I also got about these two authors, Camus, and because they used to be friends, and there was some different approach and the things.
Okay. All right. So
yeah. So these are the areas I read generally.
Okay. So I'm really going to.
And I forgot to mention that I read a lot of books of this. The guy who has written that book, Breda, designer.
Paul Coelho, the
Yes,
Brazilian
The
author.
Alchemist
Yes.
was the first one.
Yes, that's
Everyone recommends in college that you
that's
should
one
read.
of his most popular ones. Yes,
Yeah.
and when I set up Breda, this is actually quite funny. When I set up Breda, I of course immediately thought of this book by him, and I was hoping. I hope I don't get a letter from his legal team saying desist to use the name Breda. It is protected, but I think for 10 years on, I have not received anything, and there are other breeders on this planet, and I can retrace the name to where I got it from. So, but it was one of my thoughts. Right. So, so that was the first step in taking you out of your comfort zone. The second step of the three steps, Ritesh, is there could be a fourth. The second step is, what is your understanding of beauty? What?
Oh.
When you see something or someone, and you say, "Wow, this is beautiful." What is your understanding of beauty?
Okay, so beauty for me, first, beauty is giving the pleasure to eyes. Okay, and for anything, maybe person, art, or anything. Okay, that pleasure depends on your mood also. Okay, and the area, that angle you look at the things. I will give a real example. So when I came from my native to engineering colleges, and my focus was on more on a study, I was thinking that I am not my status or label is not up to mark where I'm studying currently studying the college I'm studying and the people, the surrounding people, and my fellow classmates were above me, so I have to catch up with them. So how I can do that? I can study more. Okay, so I was not enjoying. I'm not going to having fun with them. Even they are going for tea or coffee outside cafeteria or spending time. And that time, I was not looking at the things, the beauty, in the sense of people, art. If you look at the college, there are different arts, the environment in the college. One of the best environment was in my college, in the sense of the buildings, art, and the people who were working. And I was not thinking about that. I recall first year of my college in engineering. I remember only studying classes, teachers. I got connected to a few of the classmates. They used to ask me problems, math especially, and we became closer. And then when started going in lunch or after college outside, they started pointing me out. Even at the girls, like, look at that and all. And then I started appreciating the people, the way they look, the way that they dressed, and all the beauty and aspects. And the people, okay? So I feel that it's up to your mind where you are looking, okay? If a person who is in art, he can describe same thing in a different way. Different meaning can he can take out from the portrait or images, even in the climate also. When I came first in Bangalore, the weather and everything was so nice. Okay. And we used to notice. Now I don't notice if I changed. I see some new people are coming, they can appreciate those things. But those appreciation has fade, like gone away from my mind. I don't know if you're hearing background noise.
No, that's
Sorry.
okay. No, well, I'm used to
And
this. I'm used to these podcasts with dogs barking in the background and
yeah.
kids running around, so it's part of the process. It's okay.
Okay. So this is the aspect of beauty. Okay. So now it depends on the what you are looking, what you are searching on the anything. A beauty. I mainly feel that giving sensual pleasure on the anything, looking at the things. Okay, you can see that it can be subjective also. Okay, so if you look at the people in India generally, looking at the color, they appreciate people. Nowadays, people, even the color is different. But the structure, but now, what do you call the contours, or we can say everything that has the people who has seen different colors, people, they can appreciate all those things. So yeah, and if you go in the if you look at the art, artists and the things, the people who say that everything can be a beautiful thing. The way you look at it.
That is a very important sentence, Ritesh, yeah. Everything can be beautiful. It depends how you look at it. Okay. So that is the segue to my third step in my three step taking you out of the comfort zone process. So let me tell you a little story. I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, well, it was actually one of those days where you couldn't make it. And I was deeply no, it wasn't actually. It was some anyway. It doesn't matter. 3 weeks ago, I was at a party in Strasbourg, which is a city 60, 70 kilometers south of here. And I met a person called Bogumila. She is a Czech national, so she comes from the Czech Republic. She works in Strasbourg in France for an organization called the Council of Europe, which is an organization that watches on human rights issues, democratic processes in 46 European countries. And in the course of our conversation, it transpired that she also self-publishes books, stories, short stories, poetry. And in sort of good marketing spiel, she had a copy of her latest book with her and some little cards promoting where we could buy it. And I had a little look at the book, and it was captivating that I got home, I think, at 2 o'clock in the morning from this party, and I didn't go straight to bed. I actually went to Amazon and bought a copy then and there. Cut a long story short, Bohumila and I, we started exchanging WhatsApps. And then I thought, I need to introduce her to Janita. And I did that. And the chemistry that began to develop is what was and is so brilliant that I created a WhatsApp group between Janita Bohumila and myself. And that kind of opened the floodgates. And all of a sudden, the idea of a writing workshop began to emerge. We're talking about 24 hours, 36, 48 hours maximum, and where all of this kind of explosion happens. And the word haiku emerges. Now you're nodding your head. So you are familiar with a haiku. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, so I read it on somewhere in Google. And then I went to ChatGPT and asked, what is haiku? And they gave certain words that repeat and you write. So this is a Japanese technique of writing poetry.
Yes.
So.
And we started writing haikus. And then in a little bit of market research, shall we call it, I asked some members of the reader community to write haikus, and I think you're probably guessing where I'm taking you now. And the response was, I think, to put it mildly, somewhat overwhelming. And what I thought might be an enjoyable exercise, perhaps, certainly, because you are the last in my weekly cycle of conversations, I thought whether you would like to learn and appreciate the beauty of writing haikus. Now, you are lucky in that a lot of people in the community have done this already, so you can actually sort of look at what's been written. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have that one advantage. So could you share your screen, please, and go into reader. We'll start with that.
Okay.
And I have to apologize in advance for what you're about to see, because Janita, I think she has posted more haikus under her name than she has written. That's being unfair. Okay, can you go into Breeder Town, please?
So this is our
Breeder Town. And then you will see some brilliant artwork created by Janita. And yes. You see the first one. Just would you like to comment on this beauty that you see in front of you? Is it beauty in your Hindi eyes, in your Indian eyes? Yeah, it looks very Looks very different.
Yeah, I appreciate this one. It's look, yeah. So
Okay.
it's so I feel that it is all about the Japanese. What do you call?
Yes.
They write. There was a trend. They used to make transform photos in Ghibli arts. So it's something, but yeah, I feel it's look
Okay.
really
Looks good.
nice.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
okay. The first, can you go into the first one, the Japanese Tea House Home of Fibers? Can you join the group, please? And then, okay. So, join the group and scroll down. And we have one from now. Okay. So,
Net.
this is one I actually haven't seen myself. It was only posted by Natalie in South Korea 23 minutes ago. So, Ritesh, could you please read the world debut of Natalie's haiku? Could you read it?
Spring like a rebirth, flowers, wildlife, sun and warmth. Life is coming back.
Okay.
So 3, 4, 3.
Not quite. Three is three lines.
Okay.
But it's not the words, it's the syllables.
Lies.
So it's
Okay,
a,
yeah, syllables and what I know.
well, I'm going to make it easy for you, yeah, which is why I wanted to know about beauty. I'm going to make it easy for you. So spring like rebirth is it's five syllables. Flowers, wildlife, sun, and warmth are seven syllables. And then life is coming back, a five syllables. So the structure is very strict. Five, seven, five. Yeah.
5, 7, 5. Okay.
Yeah. Now, why this is, I don't know. We will hear more about it. Okay, so can you continue scrolling down? There's one there from Martin in Germany. He wrote yesterday, now James is retired. I am now reactivated.
No parking
No
tickets.
parking tickets. Okay. Now the hint, the clue of this lies in my name is Martin 001. Yeah, and there's a story there that only a few people will actually know about and understand. So it's a very personal haiku that relates to Martin and those who know the story. Yeah. Okay, let's continue. Let's continue down. His colleague Manfred wrote, can you read that one, please, Ritesh?
My car waits. My darling wife is happy. Italy, here we come. I hope karma is car called karma.
No,
Car
caravan is
caravan. Yes, caravan.
Caravan is a mobile home, yeah, which you stick at the back of your car, and then
Caravan.
so he's going on holidays next week, and that he and his wife are going to drive from northern Germany to Italy. Okay, Claire in South Korea, can you read that
A
one?
big crowded room. Okay, crowded, right? In my head, I'm hiding. Imposter syndrome. It's
Okay. So it is five syllables, yeah. Alex, Alexandre and Celine from France, just around the corner from where I live.
Okay, a quiet journey, a peaceful spring regained, a night can begin.
Okay, so a
The
quiet
night can
journey,
begin.
the night can begin,
Yes.
and then his wife,
Yeah.
Celine.
Agitated time. Sit down, close eyes, breathe calmly, and regain your peace.
Okay, so this there are several more,
Yeah.
which we can look at some other time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the task I'm going to give you is to try and write a haiku. And the reason I asked you what you like reading, because I suspected that you would be somewhere between literature, philosophy, self-help books and what is in the is somewhere in between with a mixture of Indian literature. So not necessarily beauty, yeah, more practical. Yeah. I also know that you have a very practical computer orientated job. The reason I wanted you to talk a little bit about beauty is because I wanted to get you into this frame of mind. And my question is, can you scroll to the top of this page of this hole? Okay, and scroll down till you get to the first box where you can write something. Right there it is.
Yes.
That one. So now I'll give you two options, Ritesh. The first option is that you write a haiku, and I will help you. You write a haiku about anything you wish. Or if you find that a little too challenging, I could make it possibly even more challenging. When we talk about beauty, I find mathematics, very beautiful.
Yes.
My problem is I simply do not understand it. But when I see somebody explaining a mathematical process, and there's one German channel, she's a young lady, she on YouTube, and she will give you a problem, and then she explains it how to solve this problem mathematically. And it is a wonderful thing to watch. It is a wonderful process to observe. I just don't have the mental capacity to do it. I never did. It's part of my DNA. So, Ritesh, what we can do together is we can write a haiku on something you wish, or we can write a haiku on the beauty of mathematics.
Yeah, we can write on that mathematics.
Mathematics? Okay.
Yeah.
So what words come to mind when you hear math? And so now the word mathematics should be as part of the haiku maybe. You can reduce it to maths, the UK version, or math, the American version. That's up to you. Or you can use the whole word mathematics. So, but when you start thinking about this topic, what words come to mind?
So when I think about mathematics, it's comes language, universe. So it came like mathematics is a language of universe. So everything can be written in mathematics, described in mathematics. So it's they say that then comes mathematics. Universe, mathematics, language.
Okay, so we have three words. Language, universe, or mathematics. Would you like to put one of these three words into the box and see where it takes you? Where does this word, if you imagine this to be a river, and you see the word float by gently, and you would like to step on it and see where it takes you.
So it brings to the dream.
Okay.
It's related to universe dream. And future and the vastness, or we can say infinity or kind of thing.
Okay.
Vastness.
Infinity, all right.
And it's a direction, or we can say that approaching. So what we see that whenever we think about mathematics, it's bounding everything, describing everything. Everything can be described. Dreams can be written in mathematics. Infinity can be written. Are described.
Okay.
Yeah, so everything is possible in mathematics.
So I've made notes of these so everything is possible. Okay. So I'm going to read these words to you, Ritesh, and could you please transfer what I say into the box there? And then we see where we go from there. Okay, so where's your cursor? Voila. So language.
Yeah.
We just write the words at the moment. Yeah, language. Universe. Mathematics.
Math or mathematics?
As you wish, as you wish. Dream. Future. Infinity. Vastness.
This feeling is vastness.
Yet approaching direction. Okay, now I think maybe to just to because the next ones are a little bit longer, if you could start a new line. Describing everything. Describing everything. Dreams written in maths.
Math, it's from math.
Maths, yeah. Infinity can be described. Everything is possible.
ROI.
Okay, now, if we go through those two lines of text, language, universe, mathematics, dream, future, infinity, vastness, approaching, direction, we have single words there. And as you began to talk about mathematics, the words and the structures became longer. Yeah. So describing everything, dream written in maths, infinity can be described, everything is possible. What do you notice about the second line of words?
Describing everything. So yeah, so it's related to math. Math can describe everything. Dream can be written in math. Okay. Okay, sorry, it's written in math. Infinity can be described, and everything is possible. But I can.
I think, Ritesh, the last three structures, dreams written in math, infinity can be described, everything is possible. I think you have a haiku there.
Oh, yeah, it's yes. So,
So could you please now do the next thing and write those, yes, write those three. And okay, and I just put a line, a space between. Okay, so just no, so describe. Okay, now we have a dream written in math. So how many syllables do we have in the first?
so I've dream, I think dream.
Dream is
I'm
one.
not sure. One,
Dream.
written, math, three, right?
So,
Three.
dream written in math, five syllables.
Okay, so written in math,
Math.
Wi-Fi,
That, yes.
math.
Maths is is one syllable. In is one syllable. Okay, yeah. Okay,
Okay.
so now you have the American spelling version on your PC. That's why if you put this British spelling with S, it comes up as a little red line there.
Okay.
So, what I would do is. I would make pl dreams plural. Dreams
Dreams.
written in maths. Yeah, dreams written in math.
Okay.
Infinity can be described. So
Okay.
infinity, infinity as four.
Okay.
Infinity can be described. How many syllables? Infinity, that's four, five, six. Described. So there we have a problem.
Okay.
It's too many syllables.
Yes.
Everything is possible. Looks like five. Everything, one, two, three, four, possible. So you have 60% of your haiku
Okay.
written. Okay.
So we have to make this one 7, right?
We have to make the second line seven. The problem is now you're going to have to change it without changing the meaning.
Okay.
You're going to have to find a cinnamon or some other word to keep it within the structure without altering what you're saying.
Okay, yep. Infinity can be described. Okay. And are there always everything?
Now the question is, before you start chopping away, is which words of the ones that you have there are the most important for you?
So infinity is important.
Okay.
Described, we can change. So infinity is 4 syllables.
Let me have a look, but just let
Infinite.
me double check, because the counting of syllables is actually not that easy. So let's have a look at what I come up with. The infinity can be described as eight syllables.
Okay. So can we can make something or
So
described, we can
I would actually possibly say that you don't have to change anything. You just have to just have to take one word out.
Yes.
You have to take two words out and replace them with one word. So, exactly. Right? So let's have a look. Dreams written in maths. We have dreams written in maths. Infinity is described. Infinity is described. And the last line is everything is possible. And we have a
haiku.
No, we do not.
No. Right.
We we have everything is possible is seven syllables. We need to remove two.
Okay. Everything possible.
So again,
okay, yeah. So we can say, we can repeat words, right?
We can. So everything is math. Okay. So everything is math. And that works. It has five syllables. So dreams written in maths. Infinity is described. Everything is math.
It is math.
Okay. Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you delete everything above that that haiku of yours? Just delete. Okay.
And sorry, then, I had.
Dreams written in maths, infinity is described, everything is okay. So describe and then now post it. Bottom right hand, there it is, yeah. Okay, and welcome to the Haiku Club. So I took you out of your comfort zone. I warned you that I was going to do this. Now that you are firmly outside your comfort zone, how do you actually feel?
So now I feel that I have achieved something. It feels of sense of achievement. I'm happy of writing this one, and I think that to write something more.
You feel like writing something more?
Yes.
Ritesh, this is the fascinating thing about what reader community has been doing this week. Yeah. So it started with Mumila talking to me about poetry, and then me very quickly including Janita into the discussion. The addiction from went from Bohumila to me. It transferred to Janita. So two people living in France. Bohumila and myself, 70 kilometers apart. It goes down to South Africa. The addiction becomes immediate. We take it across to Brazil. We carry it. We carry it through Europe. We carry it to South Korea to Natalie and her daughter, Claire. And it's now finishing in India with you. And this simple structure of 5575, describing something beautiful, describing something important, describing something personal, is a global phenomenon. Yeah. And I'm just looking at my phone here, and while I have been talking, Janita has nothing better to do than at 8 o'clock, 7:40, 7:48 in the morning, to send. Was it Janita? Yes, to send a haiku to our chat group here. Beer,
Cool.
laughter, and wine. Time for joy to shine and dine. Life feels beautiful. So because I was at an event last night and I met Bohumila again, and then we had a WhatsApp chat with Janita. So we were sitting somewhere outside in a beautiful summer's evening. Janita was sitting wrapped in blankets, huddled in cold South Africa. So this addiction is phenomenal, yeah, because you just want to write more. Yeah. So what would you write about?
So the immediate thing is coming life, especially the work, in the sense of life has become what do you call it? Constraint, work, life. Then I feel a society. Lately, I was thinking, if you think about the things, life is very important. If you don't think, then there is no importance, or nothing is important. In that sense, right now, my mind actually is coming that rat race. You might have seen that video. People are, for a couple of days, I'm going to office through metro. And one, actually every day what I do when I'm traveling in metro, I take out my phone, I start reading. I'm reading a book, recently Hindi book. And when I was coming yesterday through metro, there was less charging in my phone. So I thought that not to use, so that I can show my mobile for ticket while coming out of metro. And I was looking at the people. And I see that their face were sad. Maybe the tiredness of their work or life. I looked at the people and I feel them. I see that it might be me while coming out from office. Even I'm not feeling that I'm sad, but the work, the journey that generally keep people tired, sad. It's inherent thing that you don't feel that you are sad, but you don't, what do you call it? The
you
sadness.
Don't, you don't, yeah, yeah. You think you are happy, but in actual fact, you are
yeah, sad. Sad.
Yes.
Then I looked at people. No one was looking at anyone. Everyone was looking at their phone. When I came out, we have to change one place, the metro. We have to, from the blue line to green line, we have to change. There's a two line. So when we change, that time I remember, everyone is so hurry. I don't know. They have a commitment to reach office, home, because everyone is going home while coming. And they were running to get and take the new train. People were in the line. And so it's life. So I was thinking, and I'm feeling happy to look at the people that I'm not like that. But then the word or the thinking or the it came in my mind that it might be me the other days. Okay, maybe I'm feeling same. Even I don't want, I don't have to be somewhere at the time. I don't have to be hurry to reach the home. But if people were hurry, like you do certain things without knowingly. Okay, it comes naturally because people are running, you start running. So, I want to write about those things. The life, sadness. Well, the sadness you can say, or you can say that generally on the situation. You don't have to be something, but you have to be. So like that.
Yeah.
I feel like only constraint is that I have to count the syllables. I actually am not aware of the words that have how many syllables. So I will look at the words and count the syllables. But I think...
Well, I'll let you in on a secret there. There are ways and means to do that. So while you were writing your haiku, I actually use ChatGPT to make sure that the amount of syllables were correct, because sometimes it is a little misleading. Yeah, because what looked like a 5-syllable sentence was actually a 7-syllable sentence. Yeah,
yes.
But that actually doesn't matter, because even if you write just a poem without the syllable count, it isn't a haiku in the strictest of terms, but it is a poem, and that also is a way of expressing yourself. Yeah. So what you hit upon, Rijesh, is that writing poetry or writing a haiku is actually quite therapeutic, because you learn to observe your surroundings, you begin to process this observation, and you begin to record it in a poetic style. Yeah, and while you were describing this this phenomena on the Bangalore Metro, I had this crazy thought, and if I were living in Bangalore, if I were living in a city where you have public transport, which is essential for commuters, I would do this. But since I can't do this, I was thinking, if you were to take a block of paper and a pen with you, and you sit in the metro and you see a person who is looking a little sad, who is maybe had a bad day or something's gone wrong, and if you can write a haiku and then give it to that person, it would be interesting to see what happens.
It is
an act of enormous courage. I don't know if I have the guts to do this. But you see this on YouTube, on the shorts, where people, there's one series where in the Netherlands, I think, someone sits in a bus or on a train, and he sets up a table and invites the person sitting next to him to have a meal. Yeah. Or there's another one where someone rolls out a red carpet, and then you're supposed to dance a disco dance going down the red carpet. And the phenomenon there is how often we say no to a pure act of humanity, of pleasure, of love, if you want to use that word, where people can be really kind to you. Yeah. The question is, if you were to sit in the metro, going to work or coming back from work, you observe somebody and you write a haiku, or just a poem, and give it to that person and see what happens. Yeah. But like I said, I don't know if I have the guts to do this.
So problem is that in Bangalore Metro, it's very crowded. Generally, for a 45 minutes ride, we didn't get seat. I don't know it is everywhere or not. The metro has a very limited number of seats that you can sit on that, especially in Indian metros. People generally travel while, standing. There's a situation, the rush hour, so that even the bags, keeping your bags, generally we keep in our front, it is advised. I can write. I don't know if I can see her. There's a little different people and language. Suppose I'm looking at the person and writing, but actually that person, he don't know English. Generally in Bangalore they will know, but you can find people.
The main topic here is
the writing
and the effect it has on oneself. In one of the many conversations that Janita Bohmila and I have had, it's somewhere it emerged that it's like a muscle. The more you write, the better and easier it becomes. And Bohmila actually proved this, and it's available on the podcast part of Breather. We had a meeting 2 weeks ago, Janita's lunch with Janita and Frank meeting, and Bohumila was participating in this meeting, and we were talking about I think it was random objects, or no, I can't remember what it was, but in the space of 10 minutes, while two other people were describing their the view on this topic that we had. Bohemila wrote three poems. And we just sat there, and we were from Brazil via London to South Korea, possibly to Australia, I can't remember. And we sat there in stunned silence. Because we ask ourselves, how is this possible? To the untrained person, you sit there, but when you actually take that step and you go forward and you play and you experiment and you have fun with it, it becomes much easier. And now, you know, the amount of haikus that the three of us share with each other is like totally crazy. Yeah. On LinkedIn, Janita and I next week will post other members' haikus, other okay. Breeder members' haikus on our Breeder page. If you give me the permission, we will do the same. You can go to the Breeder. So Janita, if you're listening to this, we have Ritesh's permission to put his haiku onto our LinkedIn page, because it's such a beautiful, beautiful process. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
You,
I think
you wanted to say something. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So I'm going to write a thank you note on buried what I call post.
Okay.
About Bohem. Okay, what was the name of
Bohemila? So it's
of, okay. I'll find out.
It's Bohemila. Bohemila. Okay. Yeah. But you'll find us somewhere in the cafe conversations. You'll find us somewhere. Yes. Write a thank you haiku to her. I think she'll jump through the screen and all the way to Bangalore and give you a hug. Yeah. Ritesh, thank you for playing this with me. Thank you for venturing outside your comfort zone. I hope it wasn't too painful.
I liked it.
You liked
actually,
it.
I feel sense of accomplishment, new learning. I'm aware of the haiku, but the way it was written and you helped me to the meaning and everything and the way to present. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you to Bohemila.
Bohemila, thank you to her. Yes, I'm just going to stop the recording now.